This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
We're going to have a conversation right now that to me is fascinating. It is. I won't do it justice as I try and explain to you what we're talking about here, but there's a bit of an ethical debate that is raging in the organ transplant community around the world. To my understanding, and this is like below layman's understanding at best, it's a new procedure that it kind of has opened the door to a debate about when a potential organ donor is truly dead, for lack of a better term. I mean, it's much more complex and much more technical than that. So let's get in somebody who actually knows and can help us walk through this, because it really, really is interesting. We're going to be chatting now with Dr. Charles Ware, who's actually taking a lead in helping our government try and figure this out. He's a professor of medicine and philosophy at Western University. Dr. Ware, thank you for your time. I appreciate you joining us.
Hi, Shay. It's a pleasure to meet you, and thanks for having me on your show.
Really interesting conversation, and I'm sure I did an absolutely horrible job of explaining what we're going to be talking about here. So let's just start.
You didn't.
Let's just start with the procedure at hand and what's changed everything. What is the procedure that we're talking about?
Yeah, so we're talking about a new organ donation technology that's not used in Canada yet, but it holds a lot of promise. So it's got a big long technical name, but it's called NRP, and it's a new kind of perfusion technology that seeks to increase the quality and number of organs that can be retrieved. So Shay, I'm sure as you know, I mean, there are over 4,000 Canadians waiting for on the organ transplant
yeah,
wait list.
Yeah.
And there simply aren't enough organs to meet this need. Every 3 days in Ontario, someone on the organ wait list actually dies waiting for a transplant. So we need to find new and innovative ways to increase the number of organs available for transplant in Canada. And NRP is a new and promising technology.
And that technology, as we said, basically it improves the number of organs or the likelihood that the transplant will be successful. It basically improves the quality of the organ. Is that a way of putting it?
Yeah, no, I think you've got that exactly right. So about 3/4 of organs in Canada that are transplanted come from people after they've died who have made a decision prior to death to donate their organs. An increasing number of those are coming from people who've undergone a planned death in the intensive care unit. So they had an illness which had a very poor prognosis, and the decision was made to withdraw life support. Under those circumstances, the respirator is turned off, life support is withdrawn, and the patient has a cardiac arrest. 5 minutes is waited, the so-called five-minute hands-off period,
yeah,
and then the person is declared dead. And then, provided that they've consented or their family's consented, then they go on to have their organs retrieved. The problem is, though, because their circulation has stopped, because the heart has stopped, because the ventilator has been turned off, during that dying process and the five-minute hands-off period, those organs aren't getting blood and oxygen. And so a lot of damage is done at that time. And up to 70% of those organs actually can't be used to help other people. So this is where NRP comes in. NRP basically involves hooking up a part of the donor's body after death, say the abdomen or the chest and the abdomen, to a machine. Now this machine does the work of the heart and the lungs, and it circulates oxygenated blood to those organs in the abdomen or the chest and abdomen to prevent them being damaged during that process.
Right.
The hope is that it'll lead to organs of increased quality being retrieved, and perhaps even improved long-term outcomes for organ recipients.
And the rub here and the issue is, okay, if you're doing that and you're restoring blood and oxygen to the organs, for lack of a better term, is the patient truly dead at that point, right? And there is concern that you're almost reanimating somebody who may have passed away, but now you're hooking them. I mean, explain that part of it, the ethical dilemma around this.
It's a really difficult question, Shay. So remember now, these are patients who were declared dead on the basis that their circulation had permanently stopped.
Right.
And now we're hooking them up to basically a heart-lung machine that's restoring circulation. So ethicists have asked, does restoring circulation somehow invalidate the terms on which they were declared dead? Even more complicated, when we use NRP and connect it to both the chest and the abdomen, organs in the chest and the abdomen, after about 30 minutes of running that heart-lung machine, the donor's heart will actually start beating again.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I think many people hearing that would sort of say, well, wait a minute. They were declared dead based on the fact that their heart had permanently stopped, and now you're saying that their heart is going to start again. Were they really
right.
dead?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, exactly. So now this is technology is emerging and countries are deciding that very question. And some have said, yeah, no, it's just not going to happen here, right? Didn't Australia say we're not using this?
Yeah, that's right, Shay. Of course, the technology is used in other countries. Spain has been using it for a number of years, the United Kingdom. There are a number of centers in the United States using NRP. You know, I think in Canada, we're taking a more cautious approach, and colleagues and I have argued that look, you know, the most valuable thing here is the trust that Canadians hold in our organ donation system. So whatever changes we make, we need to make sure that trust is preserved. So we've argued that if NRP is used in Canada, we ought to start only with the kind of NRP that circulates blood and oxygen to organs in the abdomen, simply because, you know, there isn't that problem of the heart starting.
It's not going to change what we define as being alive or dead.
Well, you know, I think a number of things need to happen here, Shay, before we can really look at beginning to use NRP in Canada. One is we need to take a careful look at the guidelines that are in place in order to define death.
Yeah.
You know, this technology has really changed, has really raised questions of, well, what counts? If circulation is being driven purely externally by a machine, is that what we mean by alive? I don't know. I mean, I think what we need to do here is re-examine those guidelines. There are also questions here of donor safety that I think require a closer look. So when surgeons use NRP, they take precautions to make sure that blood flow is only restored to a region of the body, and they take steps to make sure that there's no blood flow to the brain. But, you know, how do we really know that there isn't blood flow through alternative routes? That really hasn't been examined carefully in other countries, so I think we need very careful studies looking at NRP in a research setting here to monitor the brain to make sure that there's absolutely no blood flow to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, you know, if there's blood flow restored to the brain, there's a concern. I think it's fairly unlikely, but there's a concern that brain function could become reanimated as a result. And that, of course, would be contrary to the donor's wishes. I think, thirdly, there are questions here about consent. What do families need to know here? If the patient has consented to organ donation, is that enough? Or do families need to provide specific consent to the use of this new perfusion technology? If so, when do we tell them? How much do they need to know? These are all really important questions that need to be addressed before we use NRP in Canada.
Yeah, what a puzzle to be working on, though, Doctor. I mean, it really is fascinating, and like you say, there are so many different avenues to go down and explore, and it's amazing. What do you think in terms of a timeline when Canada may come up with a policy on this?
Well, you know, the group that I lead at Western University, we're working with Canadian Blood Services. We're working with Trillium Gift of Life Network, our organ donation organization in Ontario. We're working with donor family, physicians who care for both donors and transplant recipients in order to work through these ethical issues. We're interviewing organ donor families. We're interviewing recipients to ask them the really important questions. What do you need to see to make sure that your trust in the organ donation system is preserved? You know, my hope would be that we would move towards clarity on the definition of death over the next year or two, and that we would also see in the research setting potentially the use of abdominal NRP to do those crucial studies to make sure that donor safety is ensured.
Amazing. Such an interesting conversation, Doctor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Shay. It was absolutely my pleasure.
Really appreciate it. That's Dr. Charles Weyer, who is a professor of medicine and philosophy at Western University. And imagine, in 2022, having to sit down and come up with a definitive definition of death, and one that we can all agree on.